You can't give away what you don't have. Now, it sounds ridiculous, okay? But it's more than what meets the ear as you hear this. You can't give away what you don't have. People who are not good at giving away love can't give away love because they don't have it to give away. If I want to give you a dozen oranges, I can't give you those dozen oranges unless I go out and pick up 12 oranges someplace. Otherwise, all it is just empty rhetoric. And the same thing is true of virtually everything in your life. You can't give away love for others if you don't have love in here to give away. If what you have in here is contempt, if what you have in here is anger, if what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life. And I've often thought, and I really believe very strongly, that there's a law, sort of a law in the universe. I call it the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is one that works like this. You get back from the universe, from the world, what it is that you put out there in the world. And if you're putting out there into the world that I am not worthy of attracting something beautiful into my life, that the universe will respond back to you with exactly that message. And there are people who come to me and who came to me for years when I had my own counseling practice and so on, and they would say to me, I just keep attracting the same kind of people, the same kind of events, the same kind of losers into my life. Why is that? Why do I keep doing that? And I keep attracting an absence of abundance. I just can't seem to attract abundance into my life. I'm always behind the eight ball. I'm never getting ahead. And I suggested to them, I said, did it ever occur to you that that's the very kind of message you're sending out to the world and out to the universe? That the ocean of abundance is there. And you can go to that ocean of abundance and you can take a Mack truck and you can fill it up 20 times a day and take it out of there, and guess what? It doesn't impact at all the ocean of abundance. It doesn't even go down a zillionth of an inch. It's unlimited. Or you can go to the same ocean of abundance with a eyedropper, and you can just take this much out once a month and say, that's all that seems to be available for me. And the interesting thing for me is that when people go to this ocean of abundance, this unlimited world, all that I have is thine, it says in the holy books. All that I have is thine. It's all there for you. But if you believe inside that it's limited, that you can only get so much, that other people are going to get it before you do, then you'll find yourself creating that very same thing. And the even more interesting part about this, you can't give away what you don't have principle, is that if your message to the universe is gimme, 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 which is a lot of people's message to the universe, I want this from you, I want that from you, please give me this, I have to have that, that's what their prayer is like, that's what their message is, you know, and they say, I want this from the universe, gimme, gimme, gimme. The universe's response back to that kind of a mentality is exactly the same. The universe will say right back to you over and over again, gimme, gimme, gimme. And you'll find yourself never ever arriving, but always being in a state of striving, always feeling as if you're being neglected, never feeling as if you have enough, always feeling as if you're being shortchanged, because you're constantly under the pressure to give, to get back what the universe is demanding from you. And the interesting thing about all of this, the irony of this, is that if you shift that and you say to the universe, to the world, how may I serve? How may I serve? The universe's response back to you is, how may I serve you? How may I serve you? And it's very intriguing. When you take your energy and your attention off of what you are demanding from the world, and instead saying, what can I give to the world? And it's really the basis behind that very famous line of the President John Kennedy's inaugural address. Ask not what your country can do, ask what you can do for your country. And the irony of that is, and I've learned that in my own life, that when I stopped thinking about what was in it for Wayne Dyer and how much could I get, and I began to shift and say, how can I help you? How can I give to you? What can I do for you? And people who write to me, I send them something. When I encounter somebody that needs help of some kind, I'm very often just giving that to them. And then I find that it just keeps coming back into my life. And once I shifted that energy off of what can I have into what can I give, it seemed to me that the universe responded back with the very same message, what can I give to you? And the most incredible and wonderful and beautiful abundance has flowed into my life in every way that I can possibly think of. You can't give away what you don't have. So take a look at an inventory of what you do have. How much do you love yourself? How much kindness do you have in you? How much peace do you have in you? How much joy do you have in you? And if you're able to give that away as many times as you can in a given day, watch and see how much more of that continues to show up and come back in your life.
Hey, before you go, I want to tell you about my best friend, Scam Likely. He's such a thoughtful friend. He calls, texts, emails, and even sends me letters. I feel so special. Unfortunately, Scam Likely got a bit too clingy, so I had to call upon today's sponsor, Incogni, to reduce Scam Likely's constant harassment. Incogni is a service that helps me protect my privacy and take my personal data off the market by reaching out to data brokers on my behalf, requesting my personal data removal, and dealing with their objections. Thousands of companies were collecting and trading my personal data without me knowing it. I activated my Incogni account only a week ago, and it's already reached out to 255 lists and gotten me off of 187 of them. I'm astonished and horrified by all the random sites using my data. If I were to try to remove my personal information manually, on my own, it would take over 100 hours. Now I just sit back, relax, and watch Incogni do its work. As much as I enjoyed all the attention from my old friend Scam, life has been a lot more peaceful now that he's not calling as much. You too can have this peace in your life by going to incogni.com/afterschool and use code afterschool to get an exclusive offer of 60% off. That's incogni.com/afterschool and use code afterschool or click the link below to take your personal data off the market. I'm grateful to Incogni for sponsoring this video, and I hope you check them out.